Charles Babbage, the man who invented computers.
Next time you use the internet or send an email, you can think of me. My invention, the analytical engine, was the first computer. You can see it today at the Science Museum in London. I was born on the 26th of December 1791 in London, England. My father, Benjamin Babbage, was a banker. My childhood wasn't a happy one. When I was 8 years old, I became ill with a fever. I was sent away from London to recover at a school in Devon. After that, I attended the King Edward VI Grammar School in Totnes for a short time. However, I was taught at home for most of my childhood because of my poor health. One of my teachers gave me books to read by some well-known living mathematicians. In 1810, I went to study at Trinity College, Cambridge. And I realized that I knew more about modern mathematical theory than my teachers. They were still teaching calculus developed by Newton. As a result, I created the Analytical Society with my friends George Peacock and John Herschel. The Society's purpose was to improve the teaching of mathematics at Cambridge. I changed my course and moved from Trinity to Peterhouse College, where I became its top student. I married Georgiana Whitmore in the year that I graduated, but my father was not happy about the marriage. He said that I was too young and I could not afford to have a wife and children. After our wedding, Georgiana and I moved to Marylebone in London. We had 8 children, but unfortunately only 4 of them survived. My academic career began well. In 1815, I lectured at the Royal Institution on Astronomy, and I was elected a fellow, a member, of the Royal Society the following year. But during this time, my father had to give me money to help my family. This made me very unhappy. I needed to earn more money, so I tried to find a teaching job at a university. I applied for many jobs, but I wasn't successful. In 1820, I helped to create the Astronomical Society, which later became the Royal Astronomical Society. Our plan was to make astronomical calculations simpler and to share data, information, more easily. As a result, I began developing my idea for a difference engine, the first machine which could make and print mathematical calculations. By 1822, the engine was working. It was 8 feet tall, weighed about 15 tons, and it had about 25,000 parts. In 1824, I received the Royal Astronomical Society's Gold Medal. This was a special prize given to me for my work on the difference engine. 2 years later, I published A Comparative View of the Different Institutions for the Assurance of Life. And the following year, I produced a table of logarithms from 1 to 1,008,000. Things were going very well. But then, in 1827, my wife suddenly died. My father and my 2 sons also died a short time later. It was a terrible time, and I became very depressed. I felt that I had no reason to live. My friends told me to go abroad and rest. I took their advice and spent some time traveling through Europe. I was staying in Rome when I heard some wonderful news. I had been offered the job of Lucasian Professor of Mathematics at Cambridge. I quickly accepted the job and returned to England. There I continued to develop my difference engine. I made a new machine, which I called the analytical engine. The analytical engine was the first design like a modern computer, and it used punch cards to control a calculator. It was launched in 1834 with an investment of £17,000 from the government. I also invested £6,000. However, after 8 years, the government said my invention was worthless. It had no value. The politicians and scientists couldn't understand that I had made a great breakthrough. So, I decided the answer was to become a politician myself. In 1832 and 1834, I tried to be elected to Parliament, but I wasn't successful. I continued with my work, and in 1834, I started the Statistical Society of London. I met many interesting people because of that organisation. One of these people was a very intelligent woman called Ada Lovelace. Ada was the daughter of the famous poet Lord Byron, but her talent was with mathematics, not words. Ada was very interested in the analytical engine. She understood how important it was. She helped me to make notes about my work, and she used an algorithm to create the first computer program. Ada believed that my machine was very important for the future, for the production of books, pictures, and music. Other people also became interested in the analytical engine. In 1854, the Swedish inventor Georg Schurz started to develop my design. But unfortunately, there wasn't much interest in my work during my life. I wasn't good at talking to politicians, and they didn't understand the importance of my inventions. As a result, the first useful computers weren't built until the 1940s. While I was working on the analytical engine, I wrote many books. Reflections on the Decline of Science in England was published in 1830. On the Economy of Machinery and Manufactures followed in 1832. Later, I wrote The Exposition of 1851, and my main thoughts were in my last book, Passages from the Life of a Philosopher, published in 1864. All these works were about the progress of my theories and inventions, and about many scientific and mathematical subjects. During my life, I invented many things, but most people remember me because of my work on computers. Today, most people have a computer, and millions of emails are sent every day. Computers have changed business and daily life. They have also changed the production of films, music, and books. Ada Lovelace was right. In the later years of my life, I left my job as professor at Cambridge, and I lost interest in politics. I concentrated on my studies of measurement and computer calculation. On the 18th of October, 1871, I died peacefully at my home in Marylebone, where I had lived for 40 years. I was 79 years old.